Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patty LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the sky a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here. Hi, A-OKers. I've missed you and have some very exciting news to share before we get into today's interview. I've been secretly planning a spooktacular month for you all this October. Halloween is my Christmas. Well, Christmas is my Christmas. I mean, I love that too, but Halloween is one of my favorite holidays. This October, The Art of Kindness is doing a no tricks, only treats campaign to treat you, our fabulous listeners. See what I did there? Like boo, like a ghost. To Halloween-themed interviews and special giveaways. Let it be noted that for some reason when I said giveaways, I like flapped my hands in the air like they were little bats flying in the sky. Don't know what that means. Anyway, we'll be announcing ways you can win prizes on our Instagram at Art of Kindness Pod, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be epic! I cannot wait for fall to be in full swing. Here in New England, I'm already basking in the leaves changing colors and the cool breeze flowing in. Wherever you are, I hope you're having a wonderful start to fall too. I'm about ready to throw on a flannel, whip up some pumpkin bread, and put Hocus Pocus on a loop. But we are still, in fact, in September today, and I want to make sure we end this month on a positive note. So, what I would love for each of you to do is take a moment to reflect with me. Think about a high, low, and a ha-ha of the past month. This is something my fiancé Cassie and I do a lot. A high is something good that happened. A low, of course, is something not so good. And a ha-ha is something hilarious, which I hope you all had a lot of. Have you thought of your high, low, and ha-ha yet? Once you have, I encourage you to go the next step and reflect on what made each one what it was. Why was that high so good? Why was that a positive? What made me enjoy it? How can I have more positive moments like that this coming month? Unfortunately, you gotta do the same with the low. Reflect on how it made you feel, and perhaps what you learned from that experience. As for the ha-ha, I mean, just remembering that hopefully conjures up a laugh in you. You could even start a funny journal where you chronicle all the funny things that have happened. That's pretty much what this podcast is for me, by the way. I would need a whole library for that, honestly. In order to keep growing as people and be the best we can be, we have to constantly check in with ourselves and figure out who we are, where we'd like to go, and then try to map out how we can get there. No stress, of course. We all know life cannot be managed. But simply by thinking about these things and even being here and listening to these conversations on kindness, I know you're on the right track. We are closing out the month with a glittering guest. Do you know the song Compassion? Well, if you don't, I'm about to sing it. But while we're looking for the next best thing to happen, heaven pray we all find some compassion. Or something like that. First of all, pause this and go download the real song, which is much better, by the way. I recommend playing it in the morning. It really puts things into perspective. Compassion is sung by today's guest, singer-songwriter Brittany Spencer. Brittany is a country star on the rise. The Baltimore native toured and performed as a background singer for artists like Carrie Underwood and Christopher Cross before stepping into the spotlight on her own. Her EP, Compassion, earned rave reviews, Although I gave you a little taste before, you've got to listen to it for yourself. Britney was recently named a class member in CMT's Next Women of Country and chosen by Jennifer Nettles to be her mentee in efforts of uplifting and shining a light on women of color in the country music industry. We discuss the acts of kindness that changed the course of her career, how she recently gave back and surprised some fans with breakfast at a Cracker Barrel, and much more. As per usual, make sure to stay tuned after our chat for your kindness tip of the week. Without further ado, please enjoy the bright Britney Spencer. Britney, I am so pumped to talk to you today. Welcome.
Hi, Robert. Such a pleasure.
Welcome back. You were just on tour, correct? Were you on like a little mini tour?
Yeah, I was. We're going back on the road this weekend.
Wow. Is that fun for you? Like, are you excited to go back on the road?
Oh, I love being on the road. Honestly, before I released my first EP last year, I was doing a lot of background vocals. And so I would get the opportunity to tour sometimes. I love the road. I feel like I'm a nomad anyway, you know, just as a person, like I'm the kind of person that just likes to get up and go anyway. So I really do love road life.
Wow. I love that. And I think that's really cool because you probably get to see all different corners of the world and kind of take in what people are doing in different places, which definitely applies to today's topic of kindness. I would love to know, just to start out, what does kindness mean to you?
I think kindness for me, it means having a positive disposition towards people. It just means putting your best foot forward and presuming that the people around you want to do the same. And if they don't, you still just try to be the best version of yourself.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that.
Oh, thanks. I try to have a realistic approach towards everything. You know, we're not always going to be our best versions of ourselves. But the good thing about kindness is that you can always go back, you know, even when you mess up, you can go back and at least try to be kind and do a do-over, you know, you can kind of say sorry, you know, you can, I think that's kindness too, you know, putting down your pride to say sorry when you're wrong, having grace for yourself when you mess up, you know, having grace for other people, knowing that we are going to, you know, mess up, but still just trying to be the best version of yourself as much as you can be.
Totally. And I agree that definitely includes sometimes we can't be kind, but just being your authentic self and then owning it is kindness, I think. So you've had such a crazy journey and I love, you know, looking into your career. You kind of touched on it before. You've been a backup singer. You've auditioned for all the major reality TV singing shows, which I used to work on America's Got Talent. If you came through there, I would have been like, put her in.
I auditioned for them years ago. I did.
Oh, I wonder if it was my season. I mean, I had no power, so it doesn't really matter. But at the beginning of your journey, you know, moving from Baltimore to Nashville to follow your dreams, which is just such an incredible leap of faith. And I know you had a lot of belief in yourself, which is super important. Are there any acts of kindness that stand out from those days that really changed your life?
Yeah, I feel like there was so much kindness poured into me, whether it was, you know, my roommate who taught me how to play a few chords on guitar and I just ran with it. Like it made me feel like I could actually like learn how to do it. And thanks to Becky, you know, I listened to her. She showed me a few chords and then I went on this rabbit trail on YouTube and started learning a whole bunch more. But she gave me an opportunity to feel like I could actually maybe do this thing. Or just like in college, I had this crazy story. I was in college and my license had gotten suspended because I didn't pay a ticket for when I turned on a red light and I wasn't supposed to. And I didn't pay it because I didn't have the money to pay it because I'm in college. But my license got suspended and I went to the MVA or the DMV. What do we call it here? We call it the DMV.
Yeah, DMV.
I went to the DMV and I didn't realize that there was an extra expense. Like I was so excited. I finally had my money to like get my license unsuspended. And the teller at the desk, she's like, okay, awesome. Now here's this other fee. And I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, I don't have that. I'm in college. Like I just bought books. Like I have nothing. And she gave me her debit card, told me to go to the ATM across the room. Wow. And actually, you know what? I'm sorry. It was a machine, but it wasn't an ATM. I just remembered it's a machine that you actually like this, whatever this fee was, you have to pay for at a machine. Cause like a lot of people, I guess they can just come in and not have to wait in line. It's like one of those like simple fees. Cause I think it was only like $28 or something like that. But she gave me her card and she was like, now, if someone else needs you, make sure you're there for them. And I'm like, I will. I honestly, I couldn't believe it, especially because like people hate going to the DMV. Like that's the worst place to go. Like no one wants to stand in line forever. It's just, you know, it gets such a bad rep. But honestly, like I've experienced some extremely nice people at the DMV. I don't know what it is. People have let me take my photo over again because I didn't like the way I look. They let me take my put it on my makeup first. Or like people have been nice to me at the DMV. I don't know how it happens. But anyway, there's a lady at the DMV gave me her card and said, here, and allowed me to pay that fee. It was so nice. Just, I don't know. That's one of the moments that kind of stick out for me because especially like a person working at a place that gets such a bad rep sometimes.
Yeah.
And she was just so kind. And it almost felt like she didn't think about it. Like she just pulled out her card, you know, and was just like, go over there.
I love that story so much. And I think I would argue that's because you're so genuine and exude kindness that people automatically want to give that back to you.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Speaking of, I cannot stop listening to your song, Compassion. I know I'm not alone. You said in the past that it's about showing yourself grace and it's just so beautiful. I mean, I put it on again this morning and I feel like people should listen to it every morning because it really puts your brain in the right perspective. I guess looking back at the song now, how do you feel like it impacts listeners? Like, was that your intention of putting something out there that would make people change their perspective?
When putting it out, I think I just thought whoever listens to this song, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe we get a different perspective or a different look. And what I really aimed to do with that song was to take a lot of mundane events and kind of put them next to really big world events, you know? So like the song starts off with saying, if a half empty stomach makes you hangry, imagine life for people on the street. You know, that line is really saying like on a good day, if we miss lunch or something, we have an attitude, you know, campaigns like Snickers have made a whole campaign about if, you know, you're in a bad mood, that means you're hungry, grab a Snickers, you know? And it's like, if we're not our best selves after missing a meal or two, you know, how do you think people who haven't eaten in days feel? You know, how much more of a bad mood could they be in? You know, I wanted to take these mundane everyday events that happen and side them next to things that are really big in other people's lives. You know, it's not just about being hangry. They actually haven't eaten, you know, and so there's a lot of other issues I think kind of mentioned in that song, but I just wanted to give a different perspective, you know. I'm never trying to tell people what to do. You know, that's not my thing. I'm just saying, hey, maybe here's another thought, you know, let me toss this in your world a little bit. And, you know, you can do with it as you will.
Yeah, I love it. It reminds me of listening to Dolly Parton's music because hers always has such positive messaging without feeling like it's preaching or yelling at you. So,
yeah. Oh, I'm so inspired by her. I don't really aim to ever have like preachy kind of messages in my songs. I guess I'm just singing from my perspective or just offering another thought. And I think Dolly did that so well. I mean, Dolly just maneuvered. So she maneuvered through so many different styles of music and so many different delivery methods. And I'm so inspired by that, honestly.
Well, I'm inspired by you. And this feels like fate in a weird way, because I got the email about this opportunity while I was literally inside of a Cracker Barrel.
Oh, really?
Getting too much candy. Yes. I'm not even making this up. And that's, you know, we usually go on road trips and stuff like that. So it just felt like fate. You have partnered with them for their Carrot Forward campaign, which is just so beautiful. Can you talk to me a little bit about that process? And then, of course, about having Jennifer Nettles as your mentor, which must just be amazing.
Oh, she is wonderful. Jennifer is, she's as wonderful as people think she is, honestly. When you see her on the screens or when you hear her on the radio, I mean, she's just a stellar human being. We met at the shoot for Cracker Barrel. We sang a few songs together and we did some interviews, and a lot of our conversation was centered around like kindness and compassion. And honestly, she's incredible. And really, there was a moment during that shoot where she really just imparted something in my life and in my artistry that I thought was so beautiful and so brilliant. And I'm still so grateful for it to this day. And it wasn't scripted. Like, I don't even think anyone else caught it or heard it. It wasn't something that she had to do. She just genuinely cared about me as an artist and as a person, and thought that she needed to say what she said. And I'm so grateful for that. I guess I'm saying all that to say they chose the right person. Because she genuinely just does this in general. Like, this is her thing. She cares about things. She cares about causes. And I told her at the shoot, I said, man, I will never forget when you wore that white pantsuit and it was an award show. And she had some words written on there that said something like, play our songs. And she was talking about women's equality and how women in country music need to be as reflected and represented just as our male counterparts. Mm-hmm. And it was just a dream to be able to work with her and to be able to hear her speak and to be able to just gleam at her genius. That's what that moment felt like for me. And I'm so grateful that Cracker Barrel chose her, because I couldn't think of a better person who exemplified such grace and kindness and an incredible work ethic. They just chose the right person. They chose the right people. I'm glad I was there.
Yeah. Well, they chose the right person and you too. And the video is just, it's beautiful. It literally is magic watching it, I feel like. Also through Cracker Barrel, another video I loved watching was they gave you the opportunity to surprise your fans, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that was so fun. Yeah. I posted something on Instagram the night before. I knew I was going to go to Cracker Barrel for breakfast that morning. And just said, hey, you know, if anybody wants to come, let me know. And a few folks showed up and it was a great time. Just they got to come. We got to chat for a little bit, had some free breakfast, because Cracker Barrel also, they carried it forward and offered free breakfast to everyone there. It was such a great time for a time where you could just offer people free food and just show some kindness and some gratitude there. It was a great time. And I really did enjoy meeting folks as well. It was a really beautiful morning. It was an early morning, but it was a good one.
Wow. I mean, food is kindness, right? Gosh. Food. Yeah. All right. I shouldn't go down that route, because we'll be here forever. And I know we don't have too much more time left, but you touched on equality and you shine such a beautiful light on women of color in the country music industry, which is so important. And a lot of the ways you do that is just by authentically being your incredible self. I've read that there were points where you thought about not doing that and tailoring yourself to the current music industry. Can you talk about breaking free of that mindset? Because I think a lot of our listeners, no matter what your job is and who you are, you can get trapped in trying to fit into a certain mold. And that's just never a good path to go down. But you broke free of that.
Yeah, honestly, for me, it wasn't like a huge ordeal, because I mean, all of this stuff has happened when nobody knew who I was, you know, and maybe some people listening today still don't know, but hello, nice to meet you.
Yeah, go download everything she's ever done. Pause this right now.
But those moments of just trying to find my voice and just trying to figure out where I fit in. And I've loved the radio. I've loved just mainstream music for so long. Like that's always been my dream. I love it. And so figuring out how to find my voice amid all of the voices that I've always heard and loved, it was a challenging thing. And if I'm honest, I mean, even prior to last year, before everyone really, I think, started waking up to some of the social issues that we've been having, I didn't know that I could even pour in so much of my own experience, which does in great part entail me as a Black woman. I didn't know that I could pour that into my music. And so I guess breaking free of that mentality was really just waking up to myself and saying, hey, whoever's supposed to hear my music and whoever's supposed to like it will, you know, whoever my audience is will be my audience. I have to be myself. I have to be whoever I am, because trying to be something else is going to be weird. And I don't know that I was ever trying to not be myself. I think that for artistry, I mean, I think a lot of artists, at least a lot of new artists that I talk to, figuring out that line of how much of yourself do you pour into your artistry, you know, it's a real internal thing that, I mean, sometimes a battle for some artists, because there are some parts of yourself that you just don't want to get miscommunicated. You don't want to put so much of yourself into a thing and then people criticize it or they take it the wrong way, or because then you're not just cutting down my music. You're actually cutting down my character, my personality, my essence. It's more than just not liking a song. You don't like me. And that can hurt. You know, it can hurt anybody when you realize that a lot of people don't really like you for a certain thing. And so I think as it relates to just me being a Black woman, I'm always going to put that in my music, and just waking up to the realization that it's beautiful for me to be who I am in my music. It's been life-changing for me. It's been wonderful. And I've enjoyed just learning even more about myself, even as an artist, as I go through this journey. I love it. I'm grateful. You know, this thing, it really does magnify so much of who you are. You know, when you step into the realm of artistry, it just puts everything, just it shines a light on every single thing about you. And I'm like, you know what? I like this. Being Black is lit. Being a woman is wonderful. Being a country artist is incredible. I love all of it. I'm all those things.
Yeah.
And I'm loving it so much.
I love it all too. And I thank you so much just for being you.
Thank you. You too, Robert.
Oh, Brittany. Say it again.
No, Robert.
Make that my voicemail. In the vein of carrying it forward, like our friends at Cracker Barrel say, I would just love to end this chat with some kind of a kindness tip, like a practical piece of advice our listeners can take and bring into the world to make it a kinder place.
I think I'd say something like, it's really hard to step outside of ourselves. It's so hard. Like, and it's hard. It's really mentally and emotionally exhausting sometimes. But stepping outside of ourselves as often as we can to consider someone else's perspective, someone else's experience, that's empathy. You know, that's empathy. Considering, you know, where someone else is in life, trying to maybe walk in their shoes for a second. I mean, and honestly, the reality is that we might not be able to all that often. There are so many shoes that I would never be able to walk in. And I have shoes that other folks may not ever be able to walk in. You may never completely understand what someone is experiencing or where they're coming from. But if we could try, that's empathy and that's kindness in motion. And I think if we can do that as often as we can, we might have a whole lot more grace for other people and also for ourselves. And I don't know. Yeah. I think stuff like that could maybe change the world.
So well said. It's a ripple effect. And that is just super important. You exude so much empathy with your music, and you do that in tapping into these different perspectives, which I love. Congratulations on all your success. I cannot wait to see even more success just pour down upon you. Thank you for chatting with me today. It's been really amazing. And
thank you.
I just wish you the best.
Thank you so much. You are wonderful. Thank you for taking time today.
Of course. Thank you. Anytime.
Yay. It's amazing.
And now it's time for your kindness tip of the week. In line with today's theme of compassion and carrying it forward, your kindness tip of the week is a notion I love. Perhaps you've done it before. If not, I would encourage you to. Your kindness tip of the week is a random act of kindness, but it's also a secret one. Have you ever gone to pay for your cup of coffee in the morning and had a server tell you that the person in front of you paid for it? Or maybe you've been at a gas station, and when you're checking out, you tell the attendant, I want to pay for the car behind me too.
little things like this really have the power to make people's day. I know I've experienced things like that, and I can tell you they make a whole world of difference. After all, it's the little acts of kindness that change the world on a global scale. Because if we all do our little part, it's going to spread kindness around and around. If you want to treat someone to a cup of coffee and enjoy this show, we do have a Buy Me a Coffee site. Head to buymeacoffee.com/theAOK to support our show and help me keep producing these episodes. No pressure, of course. Shout out to Bryce and Pamela who recently purchased us a cup. What would also be wonderful and is also free is if you leave us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to podcasts. If not, that's totally cool as well. I know it's an awkward thing to ask. Thank you to everyone that has done this already. It has been such a gift to connect with each and every one of you, and I thank you so much for listening. Oh, audio hug. Now stay tuned because there's lots of really incredible things coming your way. Until next time, remember, everything's gonna be A-OK.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.